This is Trish Doherty with the Center for Total Health blog. This recording is the third in a series of four podcasts featuring a conversation between two colleagues, Mark Scrimshire, co-founder and chief instigator for HealthCamp Foundation, and Danielle Cass, national media relations manager for Kaiser Permanente. The topic is HealthCamp and its focus on empowered engagement in health. Here, Danielle and Mark talk about the connections between HealthCamp and the concept of total health.
I wanted you to connect total health to HealthCamp.
Ultimately, it's a team sport. Okay, so we've got to get the nurses and the doctors and the payers and the patients and the consumers all engaged in this. And then there's this incredible community of developers and entrepreneurs that have got ideas, are looking at ideas, and bringing that together into healthcare, which has been very staid and conservative. You know, I've said on a number of occasions now, you know, health may be private. That's a personal decision. But wellness is actually social. And so we've got to look at how do we build, how do we architect the social aspect into health systems right from the ground up? And that's a complete rethinking of healthcare.
I want to talk a little bit about the patient voice because, you know, studies show that the more engaged a patient is in their healthcare, the better the outcomes. But as it relates to HealthCamp, where are we going to go next? Like, what are we trying to do in terms of bringing the patient voice to life, and how are we going to do it? What are some of the ideas that they're kicking around your head?
What struck me at the recent Health2O conference was the actual session given by one of the doctors at Kaiser about food, the farmers markets.
Yeah, Dr. Preston Mary.
And there was this whole series. I've been thinking about this for a while, about how do we get back to the real practical health camp. And so that's where, you know, in brainstorming through, what I'd love to see is have a farmers market with a health camp. So you've got like an instant consumer focus group, have things like these, the emerging kiosks to be able to do an instant health assessment. How about we put people into groups, give them a budget, send them out into the market, and then turn them into Iron Chefs and have them share what they've learned. And it's not about being a brilliant chef. It's about realizing that with a couple of ingredients and 15 minutes, you can put something together, and it doesn't have to be perfectly healthy, but it's going to be healthier than having just got a frozen TV dinner out and put it in the microwave. You know, and so that comes back to, it isn't behavior change, it's better choices. And it's, and every one of those choices is actually a micro choice. You know, people say, you know, how do we stop people going to McDonald's? That isn't the issue. People are going to go to McDonald's, but maybe they can make a better choice there. But then you've got the situation of, say, you're a single mother and you're kids need to get to practice for baseball or whatever, and the only chance you've got to feed them is maybe to drop in to McDonald's. Is it better to go do that and get them to practice so they go run around for an hour than take them home and cook a meal? You know, so we have to make these trade-off choices and just realize, you know, at the end of the day, if we've made more better choices than worse choices, we're better off. And if we can spread that message and engage with your everyday person in the street to get that message across. We're not saying don't do it, just be aware of the decisions you're making and also be aware of the impact it has and use that knowledge to lead to you to being healthier.